Blog Talk Radio.
To tap in the Arkansas Paranormal Network. We are coming to you from Maymere, Arkansas. I hope everybody's having a good weekend. Well, I'm going to say work weekend. We are having a blast down here at our headquarters in our studios. Glad to be back. Glad to be back on the air. We've been kind of slacking off on our air time. We are on back on the network that we want to be on now. So it's all a good thing. We'll be sticking with this network for a while, I believe. Today's subject is the most haunted places in Arkansas, which will be also a good thing since we are living in Arkansas. But I thought I'd put things like my one of my radios over here going crazy on me over here. Anyway, most common places in Arkansas will be our subject today, and I'll be reading some places, and of course, a lot of people knows a couple of the real there's several haunted places in Arkansas. But anyway, we'll be reading some of these things here in a little bit, and hope everybody join us in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. Just follow the link that I had put up on Facebook. I'm talking to people out there on the radio and listen to me. I'm doing a live broadcast on Facebook as well. If you just go and follow the links that I posted to the radio program, you can go there and join us in the chat room. And the chat room is up and running. And I'll try to get any questions as soon as I can, since I'm the only one right now doing the show. See how much I can mess up here when talking back and forth. But anyway, I hope everybody is having a great, it's December already. The year is almost over with. It's been a very exciting year for us, for the Arkansas Ghost Hunters and the Tappan crew. It's been a kind of wild ride this year. I'm looking forward to see what 19 has for us. So far, it looks very promising on different things. So I'm glad to be around for at least another year. The Arkansas Ghost Hunters of Crawford County, which is my other group. Everybody sees me on there, and the way our group is growing, it's growing quick and fast, and I just hope a lot of them will come back and join in. A lot of them was with other groups at one time and kind of got away from it, and now they're wanting to rejoin the group, and so they decided to come to us and see what we are talking about. I got to take care of this radio. It's a flashing back. I'm turned on myself. And yes, this building we are got some spirits in it. So anything that happens around and about, we are Hey, well, everybody, thank you for joining me on Facebook. It's out there, and yesterday it was kind of a surprise to us. We come downtown to open up. Didn't expect to be very much going on here in town, and behold, I had an event. It's kind of what we call out of the loop. Normally, we know all the events that's coming in town due to we have an office down here. But for some reason, we had skipped that memo or didn't get that memo or something or other. I don't know what it was. But anyway, it was a busy day for us. I mean, it was extremely busy. People coming in and out of our studios down here. We were busy yesterday. It was a good thing. I enjoy talking to people and having people come into our office and our studios and seeing what we're about and all that. So, but anyway, it's a good deal. We're only open on the weekends. We're down here on Saturdays from 9 until whenever till after 10 o'clock at night, because I do radio shows at 8 to 10 here on Blog Talk. Anyway, Saturdays from 9 until 10, 11 o'clock at night. Kind of depends on how busy we are. And yesterday we were really busy all the way up to past 9 o'clock. And then we're usually here on Sundays from 9 until after the show ends, 2 or 3. Usually 2. And we're going to be leaving here about 3 o'clock because we have other plans for this afternoon. So, but anyway, everybody is joining me on Facebook. I'm glad y'all is watching. We'll get started on this haunted places in Arkansas. And hope everybody stays tuned with us. I know the people in Facebook won't be able to hear what's going on the radio. So when we get dead air, you'll just see me probably munching on some chips. We'll talk back and forth while the radio's playing music. So most of the time I won't say where these places are because you can go online and look them up. But Killer's Chapel and Cemetery. There have been reports of strange sightings in the chapel and surrounding cemetery. Ghostly lights that follow visitors around the cemetery at night. The sounds of babies crying, strange apparitions moving around in the cemetery, and unexplained noises are just some of the phenomena reported at this site, the cemetery at that time. You'll see what the deal is. We love to go to cemeteries. We just meet a lot of them slipping on, and hopefully next year, 2009, we'll be traveling to a lot of cemeteries. Our North Hotel. Although staff guests that they're going to the building. Wine jar apparitions and old fashioned clothing wandering the hallways and the lobby before simply vanishing. The ghost of a young girl in a pink dress has been seen in the lobby. The ghost of a woman in a wedding gown has been seen staring down into the street late at night. A ghost of a bellman has been seen wandering the fourth level, who walks through closed doors before disappearing. The ghost of a man in black suit has been seen in the hotel laundry and often waves to workers. Taps turn on and off by themselves. Lights go on and off by themselves when no one is around. People are brushed against by people who aren't there, and ghostly laughter has been heard. An evil presence has been felt in room 824 of the hotel. There you go. But they say it's not haunted. Of course, we can run across a lot of that. Oh, it's not haunted. Then they come in to tell us to go. It's a ghost of a railroad worker who was struck by a train and decapitated. Others maintain it is a ghost of a railroad foreman who was beaten to death with a shovel by employees who wanted more hours. The lie is said to be the lantern of the ghost who is looking for its head. Reports give these directions as to how to reach the area. And if you want to know, go there and find out. I won't say here on there. Breakfast, the ghost of a well-dressed man with a hat has been seen on the stairs in the other rooms of the historical home. The ghost of a large woman dressed in pink who stands outside guest rooms. The apparitions of an old sea captain has been seen in other guest rooms, and an African-American maid haunts the maid's closet. Phantom footsteps have been heard and doors opening and closing by themselves. Okay. Swinging light appears walking up and down the tracks here. Locals say it's a spirit of a man who was hit by a train and was decapitated. His ghost is searching for his head. This is like the other one. Of course, this is in a different area. It is said that the folks who are standing on tracks will see the lights coming toward them. It will disappear when it gets close and then reappears on the other side of them, continuing on its way. See, I'd like to go see that. She simply disappears. When a driver goes to the door and asks about the missing girl, the residents will tell them it happens frequently and their daughter was killed in a car accident. Okay. In 2005, it was the old one from which local legends arose. Folks say that the woman and her newborn died here when she drove off the bridge. Rumors has those who go there at night and shout, "Mama, Louie, I got your baby," will have trouble with her car and perhaps see a floating woman while near the bridge. Well, I mean, Arkansas had this medical center. One boy, age around 5, has been seen on the fourth floor. He wears pajamas and is often playing or seeking a kitten. An apparition of a Confederate soldier and another of an elderly female has been seen in the building. Ghosts have been seen inside as well on the grounds. where seen apparitions of soldiers from the Battle of Pea Ridge. Some guests to the site have reported a feeling of being followed by something unseen. And I've also got reports from that, from different people that's been up there. And when they take pictures, they see kind of a out in the middle of the field during the day. And there's no fog around. And they take pictures, fog kind of way up, way in. And they get to looking at it and they see faces and shapes and stuff in the fog. And that's during the day. And also, they see the military people battling, and they also see horses out there. So, Pea Ridge is pretty awesome. The well in the center of the cemetery at night, you will hear the baby cry. The baby's mother has been seen running through the cemetery. According to local tales, long ago, the woman sat the baby on the edge of the old well as she was donning water, and the baby fell in and drowned. Okay. This hotel is now abandoned and near total ruins. The ghost of the 1800s owner, David Mayberry, is said to haunt the site, seeing that he built the hotel in the area and for prospectors and miners. Gunfights broke out often here, leading to many deaths. David Mayberry himself was shot but not killed. His shooting led to a unstable mental state. He stabbed his wife to death and burned her body in the fireplace and drowned their son. Legend has it that you can hear the wife crying at night and her screaming coming from the bathtub in the basement. And looked down at the railroad tracks below when a train was coming, had the distance feeling that the train was about to hit them. Apparitions and strange noises are said to occur in this area. Erupting from alleged satanic rituals performing in the past. Wow. Okay. Monroe County Courthouse, the England Courthouse, is haunted by Maybelle. Maybelle and her father, her husband, John, or was a husband and wife comedian and opera performing duo. The story tells John had a bad temper and often would beat Mabel quite badly. Feeling sorry for Mabel, one of their servants made a hoodoo potion to kill John, or voodoo, I think that's what it's supposed to be. They had voodoo potion to kill John, but it didn't work. So Mabel and four slaves involved in a plan to murder John by gunshot. Soon John was found shot to death under unknown circumstances. When word of the plot got out, Mabel and her conspiracy servants were sentenced to hang, but the sheriff took pity of Mabel and offered her other than hanging. The four slaves were hung on the courthouse lawn the next morning. Witnesses say they have heard Maybell dying moans coming from the courthouse basement, and strange lights have said to be up here near the levee where the slaves' bodies were carried and buried. Wow. It's been a while back. Former owners report hearing disembodied footsteps, closing doors in second floor hallway room. One room called the murder room was the site of a stabbing of a soldier who was staying here in the 1940s, got into a fight at a bar across the street. His killer followed him back to the hotel, climbed onto the roof, and crept into the room from the balcony. Ghost hunter have caught videos of misty shapes and electronic voice phenomenon of a female saying yes, and employees have seen an apparition. Small child who were visiting have been frightened of something unseen, and witnesses have seen lights lights go on and off by themselves, and objects have been known to be moved around and disappear. Okay. Time for a station break over here. So we'll be back on the radio soon. People in the chat room will see me. Probably hear me, more likely. Here we go.
So many seasons have come and gone, like bittersweet love in my life I've known. But this time it's different, it's hard to believe that summer is over and you're still here with me. And it's the fall of the year and everything's changing. See the leaves turn their colors, feel the air turning cool. And if you haven't noticed, I've been changing too. It's the fall of the year, I'm falling for you. I used to wonder if I'd ever find someone I could trust with this heart of mine. Well, I found the answer in this old harvest moon. Tonight in your arms, I give my heart to you. It's the fall of the year, and everything. The fall of the year, spring of junior year, you just turned 17. The most beautiful girl I'd ever seen. I still recall that night at prom, seemed like only yesterday. As I took your hand, I'd never be the same. And I heard angels up there in heaven singing perfect harmony. And I felt the love deep inside you as I held you close. Time has passed us by since God has called you home, and not a night goes by that I don't play our song. Someday I'll be back with you, and you'll hold me tenderly, and then you'll take my hand into eternity. Perfect harmony, and I'll feel the love deep inside you as I hold you close to me. When the lights dim down low, if I get that second chance, match the beating of my heart. The shadows and the loneliness since we've been apart. Haunted by a heartache in a never-ending swirl of desert dust and tumbleweed since you left me in a world that's a ghost town. Get beyond the tears of all the looked out into that blue sky. I used to love this town. It's not the same old sunset now, 'cause there's no love to be found. It's a ghost town when you're not around. There could be people everywhere, but all they do is stare into a ghost town without you here. And the pain is hard to bear in the cold. That's the beating of my heart.
Well, welcome back. This is Tapping, the Arkansas Paranormal Network. All right, we'll get back to our little segment here. Like I said, we are talking about haunted places in Arkansas right now. Chester House Inn and Antiques. This is very close to where I live at. Believe it or not, I've never been there. Maybe we'll get to go there next year. Hopefully. Sorry if you hear me moving the mic around. The 1887 hotel served railroad passengers and workers until the late 20th century. Now is a delightful bed and breakfast inn and the adjoining antique store. Employees and guests stay at the establishment have report many strange insights of paranormal activity. The place is rumored to have been a brothel in the past, and people passing by have reported seeing a pair of ghostly women in the old-fashioned clothing waving at them from the second floor of the building. Locals have summarized that they are Pearl and Ruby, who were both former prostitutes when the place was a brothel between World War One and Two. Other spooks haunting at the old hotel is a male present known as Clarence, who froze to death on the balcony of room 4. Disembodied footsteps supposedly belonging to him have been heard wandering through the building in the small hours. And new owners are always warned by departing owners to praise the spirits or else face the wrath. I guess they're telling you to be very careful. But yeah, I know where this is. Many wearing a period frock coat. Others have reported cold spots and feeling of a cold hand on their shoulder. Some say that the ghost is not Wilson, but another politician, Joseph Brooks. Hello, everybody. Old Ridgefield Road. The family when with the spirit set. Witnesses have report apparitions wandering along the road and in the cemetery, and electrical items such as flashlights and radios go dead. They're draining the batteries. What to do? One visitor reports that as they drove past the cemetery, the hood of the car flew open without explanations. Alrighty. Jump around the back screen. I'm running three, four pages open. Running three pages. Old Balco Theater. During the performance in the 1880s, a woman from the audience disappeared during the magic show production. Even since then, they have been reported of the theater being haunted. The ghost of glowing woman has been seen in the theater's basement. Objects move around by themselves, and screams have come from an empty theater. Excuse me. Let's see here. Cemetery is reported to have gates that are hot to touch, even in winter. The witnesses have heard footsteps walking behind them and seen apparitions out of the corner of their eye.
Some of this, yes, sir.
tropical drinks to the typical guys in a bar called Paradise. Until I get up with you, Honolulu Blue. And where am I? I'm back on the farm, cursing the winter, just trying to stay warm. And every night you're there in my dreams, lying beneath the coconut tree. Until I catch up with you, new foot of snow. It's hard to be romantic when it's 10 below. I got that postcard from you, just what I need. Sure looks warm down in Waikiki. Till I catch up with you, I'm Honolulu Blue. Honolulu Blue, I got my head in the sand. I'm dreaming of you.
Arkansas Paranormal Network, coming to you, Van Muren. Sorry about that. I was talking to somebody on Facebook, and got people on the live feed on Facebook, and Chris Ryan was telling me about the Trail of Tears, Massive Graves in Mayflower. Yeah, I knew that. We'll get back to the show here. Oh, sitting in one position, my leg is going to sleep. All right. Let's see. Oh, I get on that one. No. Oh. Somebody's talking to me. Is Woodson Road Ghost Lights local legend has that the mysterious ghost light here at Woodson Road. That wasn't very long, maybe. But there is no one around. Sometimes the apparitions of a young child can also be seen at the Hickory Valley Methodist Church. See, this is the Washita River factory. A little is known about the operation of the factory, but the various paranormal events have been reported there. Orbs have been reported, as well as apparitions that vanish when approached, doors opening and closing by themselves, and lights go on and off of their own accord. Videos and an old-fashioned telephone have also been heard at night. Or voices. I said videos as voices. Voices have heard an old-fashioned telephone. I guess we're talking about the kind of, I don't know. But we had done a house over the went to the door and they had an old one of those crank phones, and it's not connected, and she told us it would ring every now and then. It's not connected to anything. It's just on a wall. There's no cord running to it or anything. And it's just there, and she said it goes off every now and then. We didn't hear it go off that night we was there, but she had told me about the old phone going off. I don't know if the mechanism inside just does it off just every now and then or what, but we didn't take it off the wall and take it apart to see. I don't want to do that too much. So, you know, one of those deals. Let's see here. Where do we go? Two Shady Groves, Cemetery. I think we'll go to this. Oh, this is, oh, I didn't do that one. So, Shady Groves says that crickets and use that ends the three times. Three, number three. You'll have to go back and listen to some of the stuff we had. I don't have a lot of the shows from the past put up on here because I've been gone from this radio station for a while. So I took everything down. But some of the shows that we've done in the past is number three. And the guy I'm talking to, matter of fact, hopefully I'm getting him back on. Glad you joined me. First governor of Arkansas, James S. Conway, is an 11.5 acre park that includes a half acre family cemetery where Conway is buried. Witnesses say you can hear her disembodied voice here around midnight and the full moon, perhaps steaming from the nearby trees, where it is says that many hangings existed, were carried out, or execution was that. Oh, wow, they got a tree there. That's cool. And we have a cemetery like that here in Van Buren. It's called Fairview. And a lot of Confederate soldiers and military soldiers and stuff. And it goes way back. You kind of have to come down here and go to our tour to figure out all this. But anyway, it used to have a hanging tree in it. And that's where they would hang the convicted and bury them in the ground right then there. That's just right there. That was convenience, I guess. Paranormal groups there. We've tried. But it seems the late 19th centuries. The hanging occurred just outside, and it said that the ghost of the condemned men still roamed the area. That would be Judge Parker's courthouse. Are repeating much in the hill. Can't see. They are reporting much in, well, the same thing Parker did. I guess I just read that, didn't I? Well, one thing going back at the Facebook thing over here, but somebody me on Facebook. This Peel Mansion, historic mansion built by Samuel Peel in 1865, is said to be haunted by himself and by his daughter, Mamie Bell. Mamie Bell is known to play a piano when no one's in the room. All right. Okay, well, the 2 hours is running quick. Mason Park Hotel, which is in Eureka Springs. This is a very big hotel. They, of course, they have haunted tours there. A haunted tour is often here, and the hotel even has its own ghost, including a young woman and with blonde hair and blue eyes and a toddler age girl wearing pigtails and a yellow dress. Witnesses have also reported orbs and objects that move by themselves. I will tell you where it's at. I bring base hotel before you hit Crescent. Let's see, Witch's Hollow, Cave City. Because a witch is said to be haunted by the disobedient witch who once murdered her husband. She has been seen walking along the dirt road of Santan Road. Some reports say that to get there, one must go past the lane and follow the faint dirt road at the right. Must be not real traveled. Be more like a cattle trail, is what I would call them. Don't want to take a car down. Truck wreck. You want to take a car down. Would like the Allen floors of the mansion. The ghost roams around the house, often standing behind people before vanishing and reappearing elsewhere in the house. Footsteps, voices come out of the fourth floor, which has been closed off. Photos have shown an apparition peering out of the windows on the third floor. Is present cannot be attended to that the young woman, and I believe, you know, a lot of the ghost hunters go there at the Allen house. Tap's been there, I think Ghost Adventures has been there, and some of the Other ones has been there. To all the deals, but I want to thank everybody for following me on Facebook. They can keep me off one thing, but they can't keep me off the other. So, I'm going to try to have a radio show next weekend. But we are having our annual Christmas party here at the headquarters for the Arkansas Ghost Hunters in Tappan. Christmas party starts at 6. And of course, the parade here in town, they're having the Christmas parade next weekend. We'll start at 8 o'clock by the time we're supposed to start the show. So I do know if I do a radio show, if it does, it'll probably be early day on this network. I'm not field of having a certain time. I can do it just about any time I want to. I don't have to go by a schedule because I make the schedule. More than likely I would try to, but I'm not sure. If not, we'll have a show Sunday and it'll be continuing to talk about haunted places in Arkansas and then go into another state as we get through, because I'm about halfway through that one. So I still got a lot to hit on that one. But unfortunately, not the time on the radio. Still got almost 45 minutes to go, but my time is run out. I've got to go. I'm going to play a station break here. Facebook people, I'm going to have to sign off. But I'm going to play some more music over here and a couple of times some Facebook people. I'm glad y'all joined me today. And we'll try to I'll probably have a live broadcast going for our party next weekend, just to let everybody see the team. Our team is growing big. Got a lot of new members and we got a lot of things going on. Hopefully we can get everybody here and have our Christmas party just planned next weekend, and then waiting for the new year to come in. So, hope everybody joins me on Facebook. We will have a live feed no matter what going on. So, stay tuned for that. And then, of course, the radio show, we'll try to get something going on the radio show. Not really for sure. Just stay tuned on that. If we don't have anything on the radio Saturday, we'll do something Sunday, of course. But anyway, everybody have a good work week, and we'll see y'all next weekend. People on the radio, listen to us. There's a few more songs here. And we'll be signing off soon.
Putting our pennies in a mason jar. Working overtime, don't get too far nowadays. Put it all ends up when the week is through. Enough money for me and you to get away. Saving it up for Saturday night. Run some down to the morning light. We're gonna find us a hardwood floor. Dance like we never danced before. Cut loose and hold on tight. We won't stop till we get it right. Saving it up for Saturday. Same old grind, passing in the hallway, kissing goodbye. Gotta run. There's never any time for the two of us. We've got a little catching up when the weekend comes.
Where'd everybody go?
All right. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Join us next weekend. Like I said, I was telling people on the Facebook deal that don't know if we'll have a show next Saturday. We're having our annual Christmas party for the group next weekend. Got a lot of things going on, and we may have a show, early show or something or other. I don't know. But we will have a show Sunday to continue the haunted Arkansas deal, and then we'll probably continue, and then we'll go into another one. But anyway, everybody have a good work week. We'll see y'all next weekend here, right here on Tapping, the Arkansas Paranormal Network on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all have a good one. Good night, or good afternoon, everybody.